This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Do you know how much never changes with the Uniparty, particularly when Democrats are in charge? There's just every single day you wake up and we're focused on balloons and the Super Bowl and is Rihanna pregnant and whatever else that's out there. And the rest of life just keeps on moving. For example, retail suffers because of these smash and grab crimes. Remember, that's a huge deal. It impacts everything that we do, everything that we buy. It impacts inflation. And in a time of Joe Biden, when inflation is running rampant, I'm seeing 13.5% calculated in today's numbers, which means we're approaching 30%. They finally are getting the numbers right. It's in the 30% range. It's like somebody saying, how can you tell me inflation is 7% when I'm paying three times what I paid for eggs? Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Welcome. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So all these things are continuing. The things that you face day to day are going to continue to happen. You're going to have high gas prices. Oh, it's not as bad. We're not talking about it. We're not focused on it, but it's there. The prices you pay when you go out to dinner and things like that are outrageous. I'm telling you, unless you're on an expense account, you are watching the numbers. Look at crime in general. I talked about it just a second ago with petty theft, smash and grabs, which impacts us because, as I said, it makes the price of regular goods and services go up for everybody. And the Democrats don't tell you about that little tax. See, when somebody steals something and somebody pays for something, you have to imagine that the person paying for it they've already calculated what it's going to cost the people, the retailers. They've already calculated what the price is going to cost, so they penalize the person who's doing it right while the other person walks out. And that's the leftist way. They love that. I don't need to belabor it. You understand that they let these people out. They can steal up to $950 and so on and so forth in some places. Look at the laws for petty theft now and ask yourself, why isn't everybody going out and stealing? You want to know why? They run the algorithms and say the majority of people are good quality people who are willing to pay. Why wouldn't we all do it? When you think about the voter block, ask yourself, why isn't everybody stealing? Why isn't everybody, committing these crimes and doing the stupid things that Democrats claim that so many of them want to do when it's all out there for the taking? Why aren't more people taking advantage of welfare? There are people who go to work every day knowing they would be better to stay at home and just get a government check. Why don't they do that? The reason is, there are reasonable people out there who understand how the world has to work, that when somebody makes a product, somebody has to make a profit, or else we're not going to get the product. And the only thing that upsets the apple cart is a crooked government. See, if the government worked right and kept itself out of things and just regulated, which is what it's supposed to do, the world would run much better. But you have to understand, folks, please pay attention to this. Politicians want chaos. They don't want to solve problems. There is no money to be made when things run efficiently. Illegal immigration continues, folks, not being discussed. 1.7 million people were gotaways, or whatever they call them, and yet we're not discussing it. How many gotaways are there so far this year? Well, do the math. Divide 1.7 million by at least a month and a half now. Is that where we are? You'll get your number. Hundreds of thousands. The Biden administration is suddenly shooting down everything that enters our airspace, and their distorted excuse is they upped the sensor level on the detectors of such objects. So, in other words, NORAD can now see better. Well, why weren't you doing this before? And do you think maybe the Chinese or some of our enemies knew that they were like, well, we can get all kinds of things in there. These people don't seem to be paying attention. No balloons flew over during the Trump presidency, and nobody questions how many of these objects Biden's crackhead team may have missed since the first one, or since his so-called presidency. How about some other lunacy, things that never change? Democrats still want to defund the police, folks, while they pour money and resources into a crooked FBI, a crooked CIA, a crooked NSA, who all plot against Americans. They spend more time surveilling us than they do our enemies. In other words, I guess what Biden is saying is, good luck on the streets. Oh, and we're watching you. You would think that if they were watching as closely as they are, that we would have a lot fewer muggings. Guess they're too busy only watching conservatives at school boards and conservatives in their businesses. Speaking of things that never change, there was a shooting in Michigan State, a mass shooting. Three were killed, including the person who did the shooting, and he shot himself. Not a whole lot of coverage on it. No attack on the guns yet because the Democrats have too much on their plate. Yeah. Lots going on in the news, and I'm going to tell you, I know I say this often, but there's truly so much going on, you don't know what to cover. I do want to pivot back to the FBI, though. We talked in the first hour about Hamilton 68. We know the FBI is colluding with the Democrats. They colluded with the Democrats to go after Trump. They collude with the Democrats to go after conservatives. I tell you, folks, take heed, take heart. They can't defeat us. Too many people want what you are, want what you've got. And they want it the way you got it. They want to do it by the book. I'm going to tell you something. People can steal all they want. But there comes a point, there's a part of your body that goes, you know, it's not right. I know that's not right. Now, there's a faction of people that they don't care. Don't trust me on that. But the majority of people go, you know what, I don't want that. You know these people because you probably are these people. But we're going to talk about this FBI. The FBI that punishes the people in its midst who want to do the right thing so that they can continue to do all the wrong things. We're going to talk about them. Lots on the plate. Hey, there's a lady that announced she's running for president, but I can't think of her name. You guys know who that is? Yeah, me either. Anyway, folks, glad you guys are tuned into the Kevin Jackson Network. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I found this article from 2014. About experts, and I wanted it because I had so much admiration, if you will, for experts years ago. Right here, oh, so-and-so is an expert at this, and I just deferred. And trust me, there are people who are truly experts. I'm going to play a clip from Dr. Drew. Pardon me, falling on the sword around this whole Wu Flu thing. And you'll hear that there are people who know more than you know about these things. We know a surface amount of information. But what I will tell you is common sense sometimes is better than being an expert. You can know something too well. You know, as they say, you can't see the forest for the trees. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. But this article was written by Forbes somebody that wrote for Forbes in 2014, and they're talking about experts, and it was during the time of the Ebola outbreak. And I'm talking about this because I want to talk about Jim Clapper and Brennan and all these experts and what's now happening in the so-called expert arena. And we touched on it in a previous show where I said, okay, Dr. Fauci's an expert, right? Who got it wrong on everything? And right there with him was Dr. Birx, who got it wrong on everything. Or for the most part, she admitted that, oh, that's right, we are counting deaths of people who die with COVID and not from COVID, and that really does skew the numbers. But hey, there's no harm, no foul. We have experts on climate. We have experts on the energy grid. We have experts on everything. And you know what I can tell you? Collectively, these experts are worthless. They're, as my grandmother would say, they were 10 cents in pesos. So much for experts. But anyway, this thing was about Ebola. And it says, everyone is worried about Ebola, even the experts. Those are the same experts who had until recently told us not to be apprehensive when the outbreak of in West Africa was made its way to the Western world. The CDC in the U.S. had repeatedly assured the public that modern health care in the developed world can handle the outbreak. But were they right? With this nation's death of a UN worker in Germany, a second case reported in Texas, and five airports, as well as London's Heathrow Airport beginning Ebola screening for certain flights, with Gatwick and Eurostar terminals set to follow in coming days, the experts are beginning to change their tune. The WHO is now describing the outbreak as, quote, the most severe acute health emergency seen in modern times. They go on to say, we rely on experts for so many things in life, from doctors capable of diagnosing and treating illness, to defense analysts assessing terrorist risk, to accountants that audit corporate finances to assure investors that all is above board. Unfortunately, experts are often wrong. Now, it sounds like they're understanding that, you know what, these are not exactly experts, but it's not. It actually ends up being a puff piece for experts down the line. So they go in to talk about the financial shenanigans of Enron and how that screwed things up. I tell you what about the experts on the economy? Forget Enron. Enron is a pimple on an elephant's butt compared to the so-called experts on the economy during the time of Obama and during the time of Joe Biden. They go on to say, when they get it wrong, and I want to finish with this. It says, experts can be wrong for many reasons. And here's some of the things they talk about. Most experts come wrapped up in an organization complete with bureaucratic infighting, misaligned incentives, and poor leadership. That's what defines the experts of today. See, an expert is somebody who should be, the definition is somebody who objectively looks at something and has no agenda, no skin in the game, no ulterior motives, not getting paid other than just to do their analysis. That's what an expert is supposed to be. I've seen them at work and I applaud them. I am just overly, not just intrigued, but I'm in awe of them. When they know what they're talking about, like take an expert in music, somebody that really understands music, something I'm into, and I'm floored. I'm sitting there, you know, mouth agape going, wow, that was awesome. But these so-called experts that these people want to pawn off on us, I'm not buying them. Anyway, they go on to say this, it's tough to be an effective expert when the detritus of organizational life surround you. So, experts have flaws. Some self-inflicted, some driven by context. But here's what they say. Let's be careful not to overreact. What would life be if there were no experts? And then they go on to give you these examples. And this is where I come back to. This was in 2014. Consider what I'm about to say. Even though the rest of what I said earlier is poignant, think about this. If there were no experts, for example, many people would have no reason to be concerned about climate change. The fact that some people insist in 2014 that carbon dioxide emissions are not related to temperatures on Earth could be a classic example of what happens when thinking is uninformed by expert knowledge. In a world without experts, decisions are based on ideology, hardly the basis for careful analysis. Now, They use climate change as their example and say, without the experts, we wouldn't know that we're about to burn up on Earth. I give you yet another example. They want to tell you, okay, the experts got it wrong. They got it wrong in the financial thing with Enron. They got it wrong with Ebola. But listen, this climate change thing isn't where they're experts. Fast forward. They got it wrong with Chinese Wu flu. They got it wrong with auditing of the government. I mean, how many things do you need? They got it wrong with, there's just so many examples that you can cite in where they've gotten it wrong. Hunter's laptop, right? Many places. But they got it right with climate change. Now, we're going to talk about, just as an example, electric vehicles. Electric vehicles, they're now telling you, oh, you know what? Maybe EVs aren't exactly the answer. Let me just read this to you real quick. Replacing all gasoline-powered cars with electric vehicles won't be enough to prevent the world from overheating. So people will have to give up their cars. That's the alarming conclusion of a new report from the University of California, Davis. A network of academics and policy experts called the Climate and Community Project. The report offers an honest look at the vast personal, environmental, and economic sacrifices needed to meet the left's net zero climate goals. You know what else they're telling you in this report? You're going to either give up your car, you're going to live in a much, much smaller place, and it may not be enough. We may have to go further. Fewer cars, smaller houses and yards, and a significantly lower standard of living. That's what the experts are telling you. Because global climate change, which has been in discussion now for decades, and I've gone back to 2014 to talk to you about what the experts have been saying about it, and to what end? Are you going to be able to pursue happiness in your 400-square-foot tiny house and your little car that seats one person or whatever they decide to do? We'll be back with more on The Experts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says America's ready to move on.
Ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past.
Haley kicked off her presidential campaign today, but the past could haunt her, especially one statement regarding former President Donald Trump.
She said expressly, I'm not going to run if he's a candidate.
Former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton says Haley's opponents will use that against her. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's fighting the Justice Department's subpoena to testify about January 6th on constitutional grounds. The Constitution protects lawmakers from illegal action relating to their work. Pence says as president of the Senate, he's protected as well. The sentence is life without parole for Peyton Clendon, the 19-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist who pleaded guilty in the mass shootings in a Buffalo, New York grocery store last May. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me start with the president's tweet yesterday. This idea that maybe President Obama ordered an illegal wiretap of his offices. If something like that happened, would this be something you would be aware of?
I would certainly hope so. I can say, obviously, I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
As we've learned, that was a lie. Admiral Rogers told Donald Trump, "You're being wiretapped." Sure enough, they came and looked, and they found wiretaps. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here listening to. That was James Clapper, head of the DNI at the time, and the director of national security, I should say. And he lied, because that's what he is, a professional liar. Now, here he is talking about the dossier.
I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money.
He just now refers to it as the fake dossier, which is why I wanted to make the point that some of it has been corroborated.
Right.
But far from all of it. Do you think more or most of it is true, or would we know that by now?
Well, I don't know that. I do want to comment on the pedigree of the financing, the audit trail there. When we did our Intelligence Committee assessment, we were aware that there had been research done and that some Republican candidates, as a matter of fact, had contracted through, I think, Fusion GPS to obtain what later became what's known as the dossier.
So Clinton paid for part of it, but it had been started
and was
paid for by
off,
Republicans.
That work was, as I understand it, was handed off later to the DNC and the Clinton campaign. So I think this is something that bears an audit trail by experts in finances that can track the auditing for this and to see who was ultimately responsible for it. I think with respect to the dossier itself, the key thing is it doesn't matter who paid for it. It's what the dossier said and the extent to which it was its corroborated or not. We had some concerns about it from the standpoint of its sourcing, which we couldn't corroborate. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, some of the substantive content, not all of it, but some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources in which we had very high confidence.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier. And I think that what has not been corroborated has yet to be determined.
There you have it, folks. James Clapper flapping his claptrap, lying through his teeth. And we know for a fact that he's a liar. He's now a bona fide liar. Every time he came on TV, he lied. He lied to Congress. He lied to the American people. And people consider him an expert. They still put him on TV as an expert. Well, you know what he is? He's an expert at disinformation. He's an expert at lying. Glad you guys are sticking around. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network is what you're listening to right now. Here's an article. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, I love this part, a documented serial liar, is attempting to clean up the damage he did after signing a letter October of 2020. Do you remember what this letter was? In that letter, Clapper joined 51 former intelligence officials and officers to claim Hunter Biden's infamous laptop was Russian disinformation. The letter was published in Politico with the intention of swaying the 2020 presidential election between Biden and Trump. Now, as you guys have heard me say, many people, oh, Kevin, that could have really influenced the outcome of the election. Okay, yeah, it could have meant Trump won with an even bigger majority over Biden than he did. It would have meant that the Democrats couldn't. See, it's difficult for them. They want to say that Trump was so hated that people voted against him. And you can't do that when you leak it out and say, oh, geez, the Hunter Biden laptop is real and maybe Joe Biden is under an umbrella. Okay, fine. But they were going to cheat anyway. Don't try to get it twisted and go, oh, well, all this information could have impacted it. No, what it would have impacted is the ability for the Democrats to say Joe Biden's as clean as a preacher's sheets, which we all know is a lie to begin with. So they say, now that the Republicans are in control of the House with plans to tighten the screws on Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan for their abuse of their titles and access to the state secrets, Clapper claims that the letter was taken out of context. And Clapper is not the only one concerned, but here's what he said. There was message distortion. All we were doing was raising a yellow flag that this could be Russian disinformation. Politico deliberately distorted what we said. It was clear in paragraph 5, excuse me. Now, keep in mind, in 2013, Clapper lied to Congress and said that the U.S. did not wittingly collect the telephone records of millions of Americans. And as it relates to this particular issue, he was said he was unaware of how Joe Biden described the letter during a debate with then-President Donald Trump. Now, this is 11 months after the Washington Post authenticated almost 22,000 emails from Hunter Biden's laptop from hell and determined that Hunter and his uncle, James Biden, were paid $4.8 million by a Chinese energy company and its executives. Now, I go back to everything we're talking about today and why you need to feel very exuberant about what's going to happen. There are a lot of people on the hot seat. And I know they're circling the wagons at the Democrats, and they're very good at it. These leftists are very good at keeping people in check. But I think that they're going to have a tough time doing that. He said, they also followed the recent Twitter files revelation about the FBI's alleged role in suppressing the New York Post blockbuster scoops about Hunter Biden's laptop. So I want you to understand the cabal that's going on here and how these people are all trying to run around and protect each other and protect themselves. And then we find out, oh, wait a minute, you were working with Twitter. You knew this was happening. We've got all the evidence now. If the Republicans let them get away with this now, we're doomed. Hamilton 68. We spent an hour on it earlier in this broadcast, talking about all the things these people did, all the lies that were told. Intentionally so. How the clandestine agencies, the so-called law enforcement agencies, were not working to enforce laws, but were breaking laws. In the wake of the Post coverage, Politico reported on the letter in which Clapper and these others, including five ex-CIA chiefs, said that the release of Hunter Biden's emails had, quote, all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. Hunter Biden's story is a Russian disinfo, dozens of former officials say. That was the Politico headline at the time. Did any of them come out and disagree? Here's some of the scuttlebutt, the things that people are talking about. And I think we've already played this clip of Elise Stefanik, but it deserves repeating if we have.
The Twitter files are just the tip of the iceberg because there's so much more. There was a corrupt revolving door at the highest levels between the FBI and Twitter. Look no further than Jim Baker, former general counsel at the FBI, who helped unlawfully investigate Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Or look at Jim Comey's deputy chief of staff, who became the director of strategy at Twitter. Isn't it true, according to the Twitter files, that there were so many FBI officials who then went to work at Twitter that they created their own Slack channel and crib sheet for onboarding? The Twitter files confirm that, correct?
Correct.
Are you aware, as the American people are aware, that according to polling, of the people that were made aware of the Hunter Biden laptop story, 53% would have changed their vote, including 61% of Democrats? This is the definition of election meddling. And it's the definition of election meddling by the FBI on behalf of Democrats, paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. It's collusion, it's corruption, and it's unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional? That part has nothing to do with the Constitution. It's unethical. It's immoral. It's wrong. It's evil. It's deceptive. It's a lot of other things besides being unconstitutional. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm sick of Democrats doing these things and then trying to back-channel their way out. Clapper said, oh, it was a total mischaracterization of my message. I wasn't saying that. All these people know it's a new day. Now, look. All they got to do is outweigh the Republicans for the next cycle, and if they can cheat their way into another election cycle, then all is gone. Because there was a point where Clapper feared being outed, and we'll play that clip as soon as we return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, as our investigation continues, whistleblowers approached my office with allegations that the FBI created an assessment in August 2020, the same month that the FBI briefed me and Senator Johnson. According to these whistleblowers, that assessment was used by FBI headquarters to improperly discredit negative Hunter Biden information as, you might expect, disinformation. As a result, this scheme allegedly caused investigative activity to entirely cease. It's been further alleged to me that in September 2020, the same month Senator Johnson and I released our first report, those FBI headquarters personnel began placing their analysis of the credibility of reporting related to the Biden family in what I've been told is a restricted access subfile. Further allegations to my office involved FBI personnel at the Washington field office who improperly ordered information to be closed by the FBI related to Hunter Biden's potential criminal conduct in October 2020, just before the election, even though it was verified or it was verifiable. Other whistleblower disclosures to my office make clear that the FBI has within its possession very significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter and James Biden. These disclosures also allege that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them. We still aren't sure what's been done with this information. The FBI's track record doesn't create much faith that the information is going to be followed up on. It's clear to me that the Justice Department and the FBI are suffering from a political infection that, if it's not defeated, will cause the American people no longer to trust these storied institutions.
Welcome back, folks. I said we would begin with this clapper clip that showcased he was getting scared, but that was Senator Grassley talking about the FBI. But I do want to play this clapper clip because I think you're going to see he was throwing Obama under the bus when he finally admitted that, indeed, they did investigate Trump. So let's do this first. Let's play the one where he says, no, there was no wiretap on Trump. And then we'll play the second one. You guys have those ready? Where that he says Obama gave the order to investigate Trump.
Let me start with the president's tweet yesterday, this idea that maybe President Obama ordered an illegal wiretap of his offices. If something like that happened, would this be something you would be aware of?
I would certainly hope so. I can say, obviously I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
Now the second clip.
Once President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
Now, that may not seem like, oh, Kevin, there's no smoking gun there. Oh, yeah, there was. What Clapper was doing was saying, look, whatever happened, however this stuff happened with Trump, because at this point, we knew, they determined Trump was spied on. He was wiretapped. And what Clapper was saying was, look, whatever, however this occurred, I want you to understand, it wasn't us. This was Obama, not us. This is how these guys work. Look, you've seen enough of these clandestine, you know, these shows like Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger, where they leave special forces people behind. Well, we leave no man behind. Are you kidding? They leave people behind all the time. It depends on who's in office. Oh, we can't let that country know that we were there doing clandestine activity. People get burned. And Clapper is protecting his butt. He's saying, look, if people are going to get burned here, it's not going to be me. That was a warning to Obama. Don't mess with me. What did Schumer say? The clandestine agencies will get you six ways to Sunday or something along those lines. Don't mess with them. He warned Donald Trump.
This is how these people work. And when we go back to what's going on, when the if anybody decides to tell on them, they get in trouble. Here's Jim Jordan talking about all the various FBI whistleblowers and what the outcome is. This is disheartening. This is why we want to do a whistleblower summit so we can say to people, hey, look, make these people the real heroes.
November 18th, 2021, an FBI whistleblower discloses to Republicans on the House Judiciary that the FBI created a threat tag for parents voicing their concerns at school board meetings. April 26, 2022, another FBI whistleblower discloses that the FBI employees are being run out of the Bureau for attending conservative political events. May 11th, 2022, another FBI whistleblower discloses that dozens of parents with the threat tag designation to their name are investigated by the FBI. This also happens to be the same whistleblower who said the FBI leadership, not the rank and file members, the FBI leadership is rotted at its core. His clearance has been revoked and he's been suspended. June 7th, 2022, another FBI whistleblower is retaliated against after giving feedback on an anonymous survey. July 27th, 2022, another FBI whistleblower discloses that agents are pressured to reclassify cases as domestic violent extremism cases to hit self-created performance metrics. September 14th, 2022. An FBI whistleblower discloses that the FBI views the Betsy Ross flag as a terrorist symbol. September 19th, 2022. Another FBI whistleblower discloses that the Washington field office is deliberately manipulating January 6th case files to make it appear that domestic violence extremism is on the rise. He's been suspended. November 4th, 2022, another FBI whistleblower discloses the FBI accepts private user information from Facebook without the user's consent, and information is from only the conservative side of the political spectrum. This is only a sampling. In my time in Congress, I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us, talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department. Not Jim Jordan saying this, not Republicans, not conservatives, good, brave FBI agents who are willing to come forward and give us the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to pretty disturbing stuff from Jim Jordan. A litany of just things that would require an investigation, should be looked into. The FBI should be looked into, because look at how they're punishing the people who are actually coming in and saying, look, here's what we need to be looking at. Here's what's happening inside of the Bureau that we see as a bad thing, because the nation must trust law enforcement. And do the Democrats care? No, because as I talked about with these so-called experts, as long as the ideology fits what they want, they don't care about the lies. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I firmly believe many of you share this view with me. If this were happening and it were involving any Republican, if this were involving DeSantis, if it were involving Trump, if it were involving Reagan, we'd all be screaming bloody murder. I would not want the FBI doing what they're doing to our political opponent, because I don't believe we have political opponents when we're all working towards the same goals. We have political opponents when you feel like people are working against you, that they want to steal your money in the form of this tax policy or some draconian measures related to Wu Flu or some other nonsense. That's when we don't share ideological views. But most Americans, I think, want what's best for the country. And what's best for, if there's somebody down in America, I'm being honest with you, folks, I don't know anybody that wants to see people lifted up more than the American people. We really concentrate on this. And I think despite these massive deficits and massive debt that we have, God still shines puts his providence and his grace on us. But don't mistake it. God can teach us a hard lesson here, folks.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.